On Monday morning, the pumps at the Circle K on Thomasville Road near Midtown were nearly deserted. And that was a good thing for Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services technician Jetter Jet Johnson. His strange-looking government truck, with three large translucent cylinders on the back, was moored to one pump with a short rubber hose. Johnson was making sure the pumps were delivering the right amount and grade of gas at the advertised price. He also tested the printers, although he said complaints are rare.
Not very frequently about receipts. We do get them, don't get me wrong, but we're not frequently, no.
The department is responsible for inspecting a little more than 9,000 gas stations and conducts 60,000 inspections a year, according to a legislative analysis. Johnson says the most common complaint about pumps from motorists is accuracy.
They're saying they got a certain amount of gas, size gas tank, and they pump this amount of gas, and they tank don't, their car don't hold that much gas.
A few hours later, Democratic Senator Bill Mumford of Tallahassee appeared before the Senate Commerce and Tourism Committee with a different opinion and a bill that would force gas station owners to shut down a pump when its printer goes kaput. Mumford told the panel he was hearing from elderly constituents who had to leave their cars and stand in line just to get a gas receipt. One constituent, Mumford said, had to unbuckle grandchildren and march them through a driving rain. But he put his bill on hold at the last minute after industry lobbyists promised to look into the issue.
Again, I think it's something that needs to be addressed, but hopefully we'll see what happens over the next several months, and we can always come back next year with it.
Florida Retail Federation spokesman James Miller said his members didn't see the need for more direction from Tallahassee. Shutting down a pump is a big deal, especially for a mom-and-pop station, Miller says.
What does a small gas station owner do with one or two employees, and he's required to go out there and fix a printer? And not only that, but to shut down the pump that he relies on for his livelihood.
Jan Rubino, a retired administrative assistant for the now-defunct Department of Community Affairs, is scrupulous about collecting her receipts, even on the rare time she has to go see the attendant. But she wondered about the need for a new law.
I understand the situation for people who cannot get up to the main store, but I think it could be solved with something less than a statute, frankly.
Satisfied that he got his message across, Mumford apparently agrees. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jim Ash.